HealingPowerHour.com.
To Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akilah L.
Everyone, what a beautiful morning it is. This is Dr. Akilah L, but you can call me Dr. Akilah, and I wish upon you and everyone around you peace, love, health, and prosperity. Oh my goodness, today's going to be a great day. Today is a wonderful day. Today's Thursday. And I am so happy to have the topic of today discussed, which is the vision that came into reality, or shall I say, the vision that manifests into reality. The International Healing Circle is in existence. Woohoo! Party time! This is a vision I had. Actually, that was not the intention. I just wanted to... My intentions were just to explain to everyone what a healing circle, how powerful a healing circle can be and how powerful it was in the past, especially in during the neophyte stage of my business and my healing practice. And next thing I know, my spirit states, well, we should get one and we should do it for all around the world. So, it's functioning, it's up. We got two healing request names already, so I'm going to get more into detail about that. So let's go ahead and begin. But before I start, I want to let everyone know that I will do a call-in show of your questions, and I will give you my answers. So it's going to be a call-in show, a Q&A call-in show. I'm going to do it every third Monday of the month. See, I can commit to something like that, but to say that it's going to be done every Monday of the week, yeah, it's not realistic for me. Yeah, it's going to be done every third Monday. So the next one that's going to come up is May the 18th. At 9 a.m. So that's the next call-in show Q&A. The reason why I'm having it that far off is because it will give me a chance to promote it to everyone, and everyone can mark it in their calendars and just be in for it. Now, I will have that as an hour show, so you'll be able to call in, and the call-in number will be 347-884. 49480. Once again, copy this number down because this is going to be the call-in show number. We're going to do a live Q&A May the 18th at 9 a.m. And from now on, I'm going to do live, my intentions to do a live call-in show every third Monday of the month. And the call-in number is 347-884-9480. And so we're going to go ahead and get into that, our topic of today, which is the International Healing Circle. Thanks to your wonderful emails of support and a couple of phone calls, I decided to go ahead and definitely put into fruition the vision I had about making or manifesting the International Healing Circle. So it's going to be the who, what, when, why, where, and how in this show. Now, when I must say this, when I started creating the web pages for the International Healing Circle, I had to sit there with a blank canvas and say, okay, now, what are the colors going to be? What am I going to say? What are the intentions? What day is it going to be on? It took a lot of thought. I think, to be honest, I spent a good 8 hours for 3 days, each of those days, 8 hours sitting there, you know, even going up into the wee hours of the morning, creating and realizing and seeing the vision and figuring out how I'm going to make this happen. And the first thing I decided was, well, what are the colors am I going to use? Because let me tell you something, colors are very, very important. And they're very, they have powers. One thing I love about being me is that I love approaching things from all parts of the body, the emotional, the spiritual, the physical, you know, the metaphysical. So these things are very important to me, and I tend to look at it all as a whole. When you come to a portrait, if you are so close to the portrait that your nose is touching, you're only able to see that which is directly in front of you. But when you step back and step back a couple of feet away from the portrait, you're able to take all of it in. You're able to take the frame of it. You're able to take in some of the corners and then the picture as a whole. So you're seeing the picture as a whole. But when you have it right up into your face where it's touching your nose, it's only but so much you can see. So I believe in stepping back far away from things so I can look at it as a whole. And those things are consistent of a whole. So the first thing I decided to do was, what color was I going to create it? And I decided to use purple. And many of you don't know, but purple has a very, very powerful, it's a very, very powerful color. Purple is very, or violet, you know, whatever your preference is, but I like to say purple. It's a very spiritual color. It's a very divine color, color of prophecy. You know, angels love this color. I know you see a lot of angels, pictures of angels wearing white. And that's true, but the purple is a very sacred color, excuse me. It's also it's filled with abilities for psychics, and it counteracts negativity and black magic, and also it's been used for reversing curses. Speaking of that, I'm gonna tell you guys a story that happened last summer in reference to reversing curses. It's pretty funny to me, but you know, you'll enjoy this story. It's a very inspirational color. It's good for meditation, spiritual powers. It's good for compassion. And purple is also good for counteracting depression. Now, people who like purple are very spiritual people and have spiritual powers, whether it's dormant or prominent. They are very spiritually powerful people, and they are very healing nature and very soft. Sensitive people love purple, so, and it's also a very mysterious type of purple as well. But let me get to quickly, because I don't have plenty of time to talk about the International Healing Circle. But let me tell you something about reversing curses. Now, I don't advertise this. I don't do any of this. You know, sometimes people just come to me out of a whim because they understand my spiritual. Level of intelligence, and I don't cater to voodoo in the black magic point of the sense. I do understand that voodoo is a religion, but the corrupt segment of voodoo where people use it to harm others, where people use it to place spells of negativity, I don't cater to that. That's not in my file. And it's, I tell people that those types of low vibrational methods only have powers if you allow them to have powers. Meaning that, remember, people who do roots or, you know, speak the word, spoken word, well, you know, sometimes the people can put place things upon you, and if you agree with it or you cater to it, then you are allowing that to happen. The doctors do it all the time. You know, they place voodoo and roots on you when they tell you, oh, we saw this test and there's a possibility, you know, maybe sort of kind of there's cancer there. But we'll have you come back in 3 weeks for more testing. And then you know what you what happens in those 3 weeks, which is 21 days, which is, it just takes 21 days to manifest a habit or to manifest anything from thought to the physical. Well, in those 21 days, you're thinking on the level of having cancer. So you could have been cancer-free from the day you walked in their office, and yet still, you know, the root doctor placed upon the possibility of you having it, and you manifest it. So that's a very deep level. I love my uncle, the one who's I was telling you guys about the center. Oh my goodness, he's something else. But you know, he does live about the words of taint so, and that's what he says. It's taint so. He's a little older, but when the doctor says, tell him that there's he has high blood pressure, he may be on it for the rest of his life, he goes, taint so, doc. And he just brushes it off. Now, some people can brush things off and then they'll still let it marinate in their heads. They'll say it with their mouths, but then they'll let it marinate in their heads and allow it to create that actual negativity. But anyway, my uncle, doctors have told my uncle that he was going to die 25 years ago, and of course my uncle always, you know, poo-poo them. He's just like, yeah, whatever, okay, you're talking noise, and that's that. And he's just going about his business. But I'm the same way. Now, it's different if it's true. You know, if I was in a car accident and I got glass in my face, I'm not going to say taint so good, doc. I know I got glass in my face, okay? So, you know, but when it comes to these little tricks and games that other people play with spirituality and negativity in the black magic area, I rebuke those things, because if you cater to it, it will manifest. And this is what happened when a female, she's calling me hysterical. Oh, Dr. Nikila, 3 days ago, you know, she tells me the whole story. Long story short, she owes this woman money, a good chunk of change of money. Something happened and blah, blah, blah. She doesn't have the money to pay for it. So her mama, who is into black magic, comes over and comes into the house, and they invite her in the house, because one of the children opened the door and invited her in the house, and she's dressed in all kinds of white and black and red and head wrapped up, and she looks all crazy. And so that gathered the attention of everybody in the home. And she says, give me the money that you owe my daughter now, or I'm going to place a curse on this house, and I'm going to place a curse on everyone standing here, and you all will have misery and suffering in your life until that money is paid back. And the woman got instantly scared. Now, me, I would have told that woman to get out of my house before I called the police. However, everyone has a different type of level of understanding of spirituality. So they all stopped, catered to it, and the fear instantly came into their bodies and minds and souls. So she pleaded with the woman, says, I don't have any money. And she even took out a little bit of the change she had in her purse, and the woman rejected it and said, no, I want it all, or, you know, I'm going to place the curse. And then nobody had the money, so she took some powder, and she said some incantations, some words, and then she threw some chicken bones on the floor and says, this house is cursed and everyone in it is cursed, and your suffering shall start as of today, and the only way I'll break the curse unless you bring twice the amount of money back. Well, this woman couldn't even afford what she owed, let alone twice. And just like clockwork, everyone began to imagine and visualize and think that this woman had more power than them. Or better yet, let me get real with you all. They thought that she had more power than the God within them, okay? They thought that her lower power, her lower negative vibration had more power than their higher vibration, which is the spiritual aspect of the Most High within all of us, okay? So bad things started to happen because they thought bad things. They thought and they catered to it. So 2 days later, they calling me frantic, you know, and I'm fine. And this is what I tell them over the phone, you know. I said, look, just rebuke the thought. If you gave them the permission, oh, my goodness, I was cleaning up yesterday, so I got a lot of dust in my system. I need to take some Mullen and get that out. Anyway, I said, if you gave her the power, take it back. Withdraw the permission of her allowing anything negative into your life and just rebuke the thought. Just say, it's not true. Or not saying not, but saying, I rebuke the thought. The Most High, God, Allah, Jesus, whatever you call the Most High, has more power than all this negative nonsense. It's just throw it away. And she says, no, she does have power. Please help me. Come bring some herbs. Come bring the incense. Come do this and help get the family back together. And I said, I don't have any more power than you do. Do you guys understand this? The psychics, the people who cleanse negativity and rebuke spells, I'm going to tell you something. They do not have any more power than you do. The only difference is that they are aware that higher energy kills lower energy. It kills it. Higher energy, lower vibrations could never conquer higher vibrations. What did I mean? Mean that love will kill hate. Love overcomes hate. When it says in the Bible, love thy enemy, you want to get back at your enemy? Love them. Because if you're sending hate, remember, that hate's coming right back onto you. And don't think that that negativity that woman placed on that family is not coming back on her. You cannot expect to do negative things like that, like do quote-unquote roots or put negative voodoo on someone and not expect that to come back on you. Now, me, I put blessing scales. You know, I put blessings on people. You want to see what kind of curse? I put a blessing on you. If other people put curses on you, I put blessings. And every time I come on this show, the first thing I do is I bless you with peace, love, health, and prosperity. I'm going to bless you if others curse you. I'll bless you. Okay? Because you know why? Because I'm blessing myself. So anyway, they would not leave me alone. They would call and call and call. So I said, okay, I got to do something about this. So finally I said, listen, if I come over there, you're going to have to pay for my time because when I leave my center, you know, I am leaving the possibilities or I'm leaving my clients and, hey, time is money. So we'll pay you, da, 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 da. So here's the funny part. I'm coming to the end of this, but here's the funny part. I come inside the house and I could just feel the tension in the house. And I hear gospel music blasting all over the place, candles lit, you know. The children don't even look like children. They look like scared little people. And it was just the most sad, depressing scene I have seen in a long time in person. And guess what else? When I come in, I see the same chicken bones that the woman threw on the floor. They're still there. They never picked them up. It was still there. They left those chicken bones that that woman had left. And they left it in the same place she threw it in. Isn't that crazy? So I told the lady, I said, why are the chicken bones still on the floor? Because we're afraid to pick it up because it got all that evil spell on it. So this is when I had to get real serious with her. So I had to shake her, actually. I had to come over there and just take her by both by her hands and just shake some sense into her. I said, wake up, because I'm really talking to her spirit now. The physical and the mental, that's gone. I need to talk to her spirit. And I said, listen, you have the power to overcome this. You have the power to rebuke this. She wouldn't get it. So you know what I ended up doing? There was a little girl who was very interested in the whole thing. When I looked at her, I saw the light. I saw that she was not as afraid as everyone else. And I said to the little girl, would you like to save your family, little girl? And she said, yes. And actually, her nickname was Princess. I thought it was very appropriate. And I said, listen, Princess is going to break the spell for you, okay? I said, where does this lady live? And they told me where she lived. So I said, okay, Princess. I said, what I want you to do is go in the kitchen and get a paper towel. She goes in the kitchen, get a paper towel. I said, Princess, pick those chicken bones up and put it into that paper towel. She picks it up. No problem. She doesn't hesitate. But when she reaches down to pick up the chicken bones, everybody in the family go, like they start to gasp. like she's about to pick up a bloody knife and everything. So she picks it up and put it in it. No problem. I said, very good. You are a very powerful little girl. You are so protected. I see the divine light in you. You see what I'm doing? I'm giving her affirmations. I'm reinforcing positive energy so she can keep doing what she's doing and not feed into the negativity that her family, her family had embraced. And I said, okay, take me to where this woman lives. So we walk, the whole family and I and the little girl walk to this lady's house, which is right around the corner, as a matter of fact. How ironic was that? So I take the little girl by her hand. She still has the chicken bones in the paper towel. And we go and we knock on the door. So the woman, just like they described her, but she's in regular clothes now. She opens the door. I said, Princess, give her the paper towel. And she says, here. And she takes it, and the woman takes it. And I looked at her, and I said, you left your negativity at these people's houses. I said, Princess came to give it back to you. I said, it's over. I said, tell her it's over, Princess. Princess says, it's over. And we walked away. And I said, it's done. So guess what? Everything went back to normal. Now, did the little girl have powers? We all have powers. She didn't have any magnificent powers that we could not obtain. All right? I did not come there because I wasn't going to let them cater to me. I was not going to come up there and pick up the chicken bones and give it to the woman and say a whole bunch of crazy incantations and say, voodoo, doodoo, talk in tongues and tell her, it's over. I'm not going through all that because I don't want to attract that type of energy with the drama that circles that. I got the little girl that belongs to the family and told them she has special powers that are closer to a very higher spiritual level, and she will be the one that ends this curse. They believed it. She believed it. It's done. My phone's not ringing with them bugging me about that whole hoodoo lady person, okay? So this is something I just wanted to explain that we have to be careful of the nonsense we allow into our subconscious minds. We need to be careful of the negativity we hear. I don't watch the news. I don't hear the news. I don't deal with the news because it's all telling you about who got killed, who had their money stolen, how bad the economy is, how many people are unemployed, and you're going to cater to that. I'm all about good news. What was the great thing to happen today. And if I can't read it, then I'm going to create good news. I am very protective of what goes into my ears and what goes into my psyche. So if I hear someone says something negative about the fact that, oh, you can't do this because of that, then I'll say, that's not true. I rebuke what you're saying. I'm giving that limited belief back to you, and I will move on and prove you wrong. That's roots, baby. That's what it is. That's the power, okay? All this crazy stuff you guys know to be negative, like witchcraft and black magic, that's nothing. You have the power to manifest good. What about white magic? What about pure, empowering magic? How about that? How about the blessings of just purity and good, righteousness? That's what I'm talking about. The power of healing. Instead of catering to the power of sickness, cater to the power of healing. Okay? Talk your mind into positiveness and say affirmations. I am whole. I am a child of God, and God doesn't make any junk. I am complete. I am rich. I am healthy. I am healed. Visualize this. Wake up saying thank you that it already happened. You got to do these powerful things, ladies and gentlemen. This stuff works. I'm telling you, it works. It really, really works. So be careful with that. And this ties into the International Healing Circle. And if one or two people come, two or more people come together for one thought, the powers is increased. So when it comes to the healing, the International Healing Circle, my vision is to have everyone all around the world send prayer, send visualization or of healing visualization of the person that requests the healing. So I do believe we have two names. We're going to place it on the website tomorrow. There's one woman. She has gangrene in her leg, and they're talking about cutting it off. So basically, I'm going to always suggest that everybody go to a naturopathic doctor, especially when it comes to gangrene, see them in person. So she's not in the Atlanta area, so she can't see me. So I suggest that they go out there, and I also wished upon them prosperity so that she can afford to go see her local naturopathic doctor to take care of this. And then I'm going to place her name on the roster so that this Monday, April the 19th, we all at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So now this is going to be all around the world. So if 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time is my time, then just go to the website and you can see a time converter where it will convert the time in your area. And at this particular time, we all will send prayers of healing to her. We will see for those who know how to use healing vibrations or healing visualization, you see the leg turning gangrene. We all know what gangrene looks like. It's black and moldy and has that type of rotting look. Well, you'll see a white light flush that color off, and you'll see the skin start to rejuvenate and become flawless, and that the gangrene is melting away, and you see nothing but pink muscles. That's the flesh color of the muscles, just and then the circulatory system with pure red blood, and see all that healing up, and see her happy with a smile on her face and walking, and she's surrounded either by white or gold light, and you see this for her. You can say words for her, too. You can even send her healing words such as, I pray for you and I bless you with functional legs. I bless you being gangrene-free. The same thing with cancer. When I do a cancer prayer for someone, I bless them with being cancer-free. I bless them with having full circulation in both legs, because that is one of the issues of gangrene, is just there is no circulation down there. So I'll visualize the circulatory system pushing all kinds of nutrients and healing herbs and water down to that area and bringing it back to life, because that's just death down there. That's just dead skin, dead rotting bacteria that's growing, and just to kill it before it starts to manifest into other areas. So you see it dying out, and you can visualize. My favorite visualization is seeing white sharks leaving the thymus gland area and going down and just chomping out bad cells and bad cancer cells and bad bad blood and any toxins, and just eating it up and things like that. So that's my visualization. So you can visualize this for her. And it's good when one person does it, but just imagine how powerful we all could be if we all do it together at that particular time on that particular day. So that is my thing for the International Healing Circle. Anyone can do this. No matter what your religion is, no matter what spiritual belief you have, no matter your gender, your nationality, or your location, you can be in Brazil, you can be in South Africa, you can be in Germany, you can be in Wisconsin, you can be in Atlanta. We all will come together all around the world together as one in spirit, not physical. We don't have to come together physically because we all are connected spiritually, so we all can think spiritually and connect and send that connective healing energy to those in need and those who request prayer and those request healing. So we'll see this for this person on that day. And you can do it anytime. Don't think it's just, if you go to the website, which is healingpowerhour.com, you go to healingpowerhour.com. If you go to the website and you see the name and you see what they need healing for, you don't have to wait. You can do it right then and there. You can do it right then and there and send them prayer and say it is done. I love my little quick prayer. When I say quick prayers, like if I drive by and I see an accident and I see several ambulances and fire trucks, I'll say, all is well, it is done. And I just move on. I don't go and say, oh my goodness, I hope they're okay. I don't feed into that. You don't feed into that. You just look and you just go on and you send healing energy. They need you to feel, they need you to send healing energy. You don't need to go and feel sorry and go, oh my gosh. Okay, when you see something that's so-called tragic, send healing energy. Don't send fear. Don't send a regret. Send compassion. Send health. Send healing. Send prosperity, because they're going to need another car. So send that, because remember, folks, you're going to get the same thing you're sending out. That goes both ways. You're sending out hate, you're going to get hate. You're sending out love, you're going to get love. So send that out. And you should send that out to people that you have difficulties with, as well as people who you have easy relationship with. Let me make this drop, and I'm going to come right back with more information on the International Healing Circle here on Healing Power Hour Radio.
This is Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akilah L. To listen to other archive radio shows full of health tips, holistic advice, and other natural remedies, check out our website at healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for our monthly newsletter and check out our list of educational videos. Have a health topic you would like us to discuss on the air? Tell us all about it by giving us a call at 770-603-0141 or go to our website to fill out our suggestion form. We look forward to hearing from you. HealingPowerHour.com.
Okay, and we are back. This is the healing, this is Healing Power Hour. This is the Healing Power Hour show. We're talking about the International Healing Circle. Actually, we talked about a whole bunch of stuff. I went on and on about the spiritual powers and rebuking negative thoughts and negative energies that's sent to other people. And that goes across the board, you know, and it goes across to doctors as well as the family members and everything. Just rebuke negative thoughts. I need to go ahead and finish up the International Healing Circle agenda. So if you are caring and loving and you would like to share your healing thoughts and prayers and visualization skills, please do so. You can go to the website, healingpowerhour.com, go to our services page, scroll to the bottom, and you'll see at the bottom where we talk about the who, what, when, why, and where. It's open to everybody regardless of your religious belief or spiritual beliefs, gender, nationality, or location. It's going to be done every first Sunday and every third Monday of each month at 11 o'clock a.m. There is a time converter on the website so you can convert this time to see when it is. It is in your time, and we ask that everybody at that time to pray and use healing visualization. There is no time limit. You don't have to do it for 20 minutes or 25 minutes. Just do it at that time, and when you're done, you're done. So if you're saying a one-minute prayer, or if you're using a visualization, healing visualization for 30 seconds, it's still something. It's still done. If you want to pray longer or visualize that person being healed longer, then fine, that's well and good too. So we just welcome everyone because we want to create a very powerful circle all around the world to help everyone, okay? And it's good to help others that are in need, just like when we may need them, you know? You may never know, you know? And if you pray for someone, if you send a prayer request for yourself or a family member, please keep that energy going by praying for others as well. So just don't do your best to not be on the receiving end only. Give as well as receive, okay? You want to receive prayer, give prayer. So pray for those in addition to we are praying for you. Now, it can be done. If you're doing your prayer, please do it anywhere comfortable. You can wear anything you want. You don't necessarily have to wear white. You can wear anything you want. You can just be someplace very quiet. Please be someplace that's very that's noise-free. If you're driving, you can do this while you're driving. Just turn off the radio and keep your eyes open on the road, but just say beautiful things. I wish upon you healing health. I wish upon you perfect health. I wish upon you joy, laughter, prosperity. I wish upon you holistic health, meaning that your spirit is cleansed and your emotions are enlightened. Your spirit is enlightened. Your emotions are cleansed and your physical body is strong. I wish these things upon you. You can say them and you can see them in your eyes while you still open them while you're driving. If you're at your office, you can just silently just get to yourself and turn away from your computer or turn away from the phones and just say a quick prayer. I pray for this person or what their name is going to be healed of depression, to be healed of high blood pressure, to be healed of gangrene, and then you can just go on. It doesn't take long, but if we all do it at one time together, it will be so powerful. It will be so powerful. So then we can move on from doing individuals to doing groups of people, like groups of people who are in need, that are suffering. So we can move it on from one person to a group of people. Then we can move it on to the whole world, the future agenda. All right? Now, remember, just go to the website. It's done every Monday, I think, every first Sunday and every third Monday of the month. We'll always have the date down there as well. And you can do this anytime you want. But we want to do it together as a mass of people during that time together. So just join in and let's get together and make things happen for the positiveness, for positive and for empowering purposes. we have a lot of things going on for the negative, but let's get on the positive bandwagon. Let's get on the empowerment bandwagon and do things that are great for the betterment of others, especially those in need. So that's it on the International Healing Circle. We just need you to all gather together and come as one. But even if you see it, I'll have the names uploaded later on today. Even if you see the names, upon seeing them, you can say a quick prayer. Because even that has effect. Trust me, it has an effect. If everybody did that all around the world, who saw the website and saw those names, it still would have a healing effect. It probably will heal the person, 90%, and then when we all get together, it heal them, 120%. I just want us all to focus on a lot of empowering visualizations. And today, here's the thing, because I got 3 more minutes, and I want to end this with a positive homework. Today, I want everybody to intend that this is the day where you will send blessings to at least 25 people. You don't even have to do it, and they don't even have to know it. You can say something very positive to them, like, "That dress looks so great on you." Or, "I meant to tell you this, but I think you're a very smart person, and when you said blah, 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 I realized that, wow, you are really intelligent." Or, and don't do it in a condescending way, but do it where you're sincere. Say these things where you are sincere. Make someone happy. Speak. Smile. Even if they don't smile back to you, smile at them. Kill them with kindness. If there's somebody who doesn't like you, you want to make them think you're up to something, give them a compliment. It doesn't make them think you're up to something. And be sincere. Speak to them. Do something good for them. Good a good deed. Let's do random acts of kindness. But make today a day where you intend to empower others. Because you know what you're doing. What you're doing. You're empowering yourself. That's right. When you're empowering others, you're empowering yourself. I'm leaving for the gym in a few minutes, and I know I got a lot of people I'm going to empower. I love to empower people in my gym, telling them they look good, they're losing weight, and that they're keep up their good workout, look at their workout, they're just doing great. I love it. I love it. And you know what? I'm doing it for myself. So I'm elevating my vibrational energy there. You see what I'm doing? Come on, let's practice this good magic. All right, this is Dr. Akilah. Tune into the show tomorrow where we're going to do The Power of Forgiveness, a very powerful show. And if you need to contact me for any reason, you can go to the website at healingpowerhour.com or call 770-603-0141. I'm going to end this segment out with my favorite person, Donny Hathaway, called... I love you more than you ever know, and I want you all to know that I love you more than you ever know. Take care. This is Dr. Akilah. I'm out.
And if I ever hurt you, you know I hurt myself as well. Is that any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? Said I love you. More than you ever know, more than you ever know. wasn't making much money. You know where my paycheck went. You know I brought it home to you, baby. And I never spent a red cent. Hey. Is that any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? Said I love you. More than you'll ever know. I'm